And welcome back to Martin Stadium, where we're at halftime as the Vikings lead 14-0 over crosstown rival Valdosta Wildcats. As we look down on the field, Taylor, the Valdosta Wildcat band entertaining the home crowd here. And it's so much fun to see both of these bands get out. They played the national anthem together. I don't know if we mentioned that at the very beginning, but a great band program at Valdosta High School.
Absolutely, and we also had each band director taking their chance to direct the other band, both bands at the same time. And what a great show of unity in this community that they put on prior to the kickoff.
As I look, it's going to be a little longer halftime. We didn't get anybody here for the interview this week because of just so many things going on. Of course, we had Wes James back tonight, and we really just didn't know if that was going to happen, so we were kind of trying to see what was going on. Wes has been a little bit tired. He's had a seat a couple of times, but I thought he's done a great job. I know it was a little more difficult sometimes to get a play in for all of us, but we'll get back in that routine again. It ought to be pretty good.
Absolutely, and the game has really been a tale of the offensive production by the Lone Tide Vikings and the lack of for the Valdosta Wildcats, in my opinion.
Yeah, that vaulted defense, and it really is. It's been a good defense, and I'm talking about for Valdosta, for the season. But we have just exploited some holes in it, and we're doing it right up the middle. That we had one play that we really didn't get anything up the middle. Mike Moore, I think, got tackled for a loss of 1 yard. Outside of that, there's been no stop up the middle.
Yeah, one thing Coach Mack is notorious for is if he finds something that works, he'll keep working on it. And I think you're right, up the middle. And we've also been able to hit the edges some tonight pretty consistently. And Valdosta's got a good defense. Don't get us wrong
when we say
that. Valdosta's got a really good defense. They only average giving up 6.6 points per game. They know how to stop some people. We got to give credit to the offensive line for the Lone Tide Vikings. They've done a great job opening those holes, sealing that corner, those big defensive ends that we've been talking about as our impact players, and getting the edges real quick.
One of the things that the statistician from ESPNU is just to our left, working with Coach Dice and his group, compiling the stats, and after our next break, we'll bring you those stats. But one thing that he turned to me as soon as the half was over, and he said, "You want to know the reason you're winning?" And I said, "Sure, give it to me." He said, "Plays of 10 yards or more, Lowndes has 8, Valdosta 0. And that's an amazing stat. We don't look at that sometimes, but being able to pull out, you know, continuous plays of over 10 yards and have 8 of them in the first half and hold your opponent to 0 is amazing.
And I think a lot of those plays, Bill, too, were not on 3rd and 9 or
no.
Or, you know, real long plays. They've been on first down, second down, and we've been able to really bust open some plays, and Coach has really stuck to his game plan. We've only been in the wing tee twice.
And we passed out of it.
It was a touchdown, and we passed out of it, and then we used it on the extra point and scored a keeper there by Lance Gerald.
Yeah, I tell you, it's we're seeing so many different wrinkles from the Lone Tide Vikings. Wes said earlier in the year, this is not your daddy's wing tee. And it really isn't. It's a very different variation, even when they're in that formation. It's not a wing tee. But the unique thing about this spread offense, and Coach McPherson told me during the summer, it is the wing tee.
Yep.
You're running the same plays. It's just a different formation.
But the best part about it is, used to, when we ran the wing tee, you'd put 9, 10 men in the box, and you really didn't have a chance to spread them out. You have to be so disciplined that it's not even funny in that.
Oh, I know.
With this, you spread them out. It makes them cover those guys on the outside. Sometimes when you put a guy like Josh Clemens, he's got to be double-teamed because he's such a threat deep on the pass.
He really spreads
it out and is able to get up the run, to get up the outside. It's a great job by the coaching staff to implement it this year. And I wouldn't be surprised, though, to keep the Wildcats on their toes if we didn't come back a drive or two and run nothing but the wing tee, Bill.
And that is a real possibility because you know they practice for it, but they also practice for this spread offense. But, again, being able to come out there and do that, that's just incredible. I look down the way. I love games like this. We get a lot of former players back. From your alma mater is Troy.
Braswell.
Troy Braswell. He's down there with some of the coaches down that way.
We'll see if we can get him down here for a minute.
Troy has, as a true freshman, has gone on and he's done a phenomenal job at Valdosta State University. He was able to earn a spot on the team, and he's making big contributions. How many touchdowns has he got this year? Two or three?
I'm going to venture to guess. He probably has two or three touchdowns, but more importantly.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to tell you, I got Troy. I brought him up here. I told him earlier in the game he needed to meet us in the booth. We're excited to have him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Leroy
Braswell.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. What you got, Marty? You came up to interview him or just brought him up here for the heck of it?
Troy, being from Valdosta State myself, I just have to say it's such a pleasure to watch you on Saturdays, man.
Yes, nothing
makes me more happy than to see the number 2-9 go back on the kickoff and set the tone early for about a 49, 50-yard kickoff return. Tell me what that's like.
It's like...
Coaches are heckling up here. Please bear with us.
They're giving him a hard time.
But
we're trying to get a solid interview out of a great player. We're trying to get an interview.
What's it
like
playing for the Blazers?
It's fun. I like it. I thought I wouldn't like it that much, but I really, really like it.
Now, Coach has really used you a bunch in the kickoff return. I know that Quinn Robertson is one of the great players on the team. Is there any chance that you may, as you keep continuing to improve on the kickoff field position for us, is there any chance you may be getting in on the punt return situation, you think?
Yes, if we ever go too deep, I go for him, and then I'm his backup too.
And that's what's so good. You saw it a lot with Greg Reed at Florida State. They put Joyner back and Greg at the same time. You can't kick away from either one of those guys.
No.
When you have Quinn Robertson and Troy Braswell deep, you might as well kick it out of bounds.
Yes, sir.
How's it been? You've had to fly now. You had a flight last week. You got another one coming up. How's that been?
Honestly, I don't like it. I don't like flying.
It's kind of a new experience. I remember when Greg Reed was a freshman, he mentioned that his first flight ever was to BYU, and to get off that plane in the snow and all that stuff, I mean, that's just amazing. When you've never flown or something before and to really get into that and do it all the time, will you think you'll ever get used to it?
It's all right. I sleep a lot on the plane, so.
What do you hate worse, the takeoff or the landing?
Takeoff.
Do you?
Takeoff, yes, sir.
That's not too bad. I don't mind either one of them. I love to fly.
Troy, is there any chance of you becoming more prevalent on the offensive side of the ball? What have you got in any offensive games this year? I've seen you a couple times scored a touchdown, I believe, on offense.
Yes, sir. But it's a speed package we run that I get in on. So when we start running that, I get in more.
Troy, I just want to ask you, obviously. You had a great start over there at VSU. We expect big things out of you. What's it like to come back and watch a Lowndes Valdosta game, your first time in four years that you're not here playing?
I walked in and I caught chills. I miss it a lot, too, though.
Well, obviously, I talked to you a little earlier today, and you answered somebody else's phone, but where's your partner in crime, Mr. Kerry Stanley, at tonight?
He sat on the visitor side.
Sat on the visitor side.
Yes, sir.
Now, Troy, this offense that we're running, would you have loved to play in this offense?
I would.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine Troy Braswell? He would look a lot like what Mike Moore and Dick Bergman are doing now.
Yes, sir. Look good out there.
How your boys are doing a pretty good job. Your running backs, you got them ready?
Yes, sir. I say I taught them a little bit. A little bit.
Well, that is.
What are you studying at VSU, Troy?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take our final break of the half, and when we come back, we're going to go over the final stats. It's great with it. We said when we have these games, to get former players to come back, it's a lot of fun. We're going to take a 3-minute break. Vikings lead 14-0 at half. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Martin Stadium in the Barry Broom Allstate Insurance Halftime Report. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. It is 2:25 as the clock continues to run here in the halftime. And it has been, we got him. I turned him down. He was a little loud. We got the halftime stats for you. One of the that we talked about before the break was just the number of plays over 10 yards and how that has dictated what we think how well we're doing, of course, with eight plays over 10 yards while the Cats have had none. But the first half stats brought to you by Barry Broom Allstate Insurance and compiled by Coach Dice and his staff. I want to thank them for all of their work each and every ball game. The halftime stats, the Wildcats with 3 first downs, rushing their 12 carries for 7 net yards. They are completed 5 of 8 passes for 25 yards. They have no touchdowns and no interceptions. They've run 20 total plays for a total offensive output, of 32 yards. They've not fumbled the ball at all. They've been penalized four times for 38 yards. They have four punts for an average of 45 yards. While their leading rusher is Terrence Foster with five carries for 15 yards, their leading receiver, number eight, Tyran Watkins, two catches for 21 yards. For your Vikings, they've had eight first downs in the first half, 20 carries on the ground for 137 yards. They've completed four of seven passes for 41 yards, one touchdown and one interception. Total plays 27 in the first half with total offensive output of 178 yards. They fumbled the ball twice. Fortunately, we have not lost them. We've been penalized two times for 10 yards. We've punted two times for an average of 43.5 yards. And our leading rusher, number one, Mike Moore, 11 carries, 116 yards and a touchdown. And our leading receiver, number three, Tyler VanderZanden, one catch for 19 yards and a touchdown. And that's your first half stats. Brought to you by Barry Broom, Allstate Insurance Agency.
Again, one of the things that jumps out to me is the lack of offensive production and or our defensive play by the Vikings. And, one thing that sets the tone is that offensive line. And I think Vadas is struggling just a little bit on the offensive line of scrimmage with their run, and that's not been able to open the pass up for them.
Yeah, it really hasn't. And we've had great pressure from that defensive, our defensive line, on the Wildcats. But I've been impressed with Wilkins. I really had heard some things that he would collapse under the pressure, and I have seen a play or two, but he's a fighter. We saw him some escapability one time. It was called back on a holding call, but him being able to duck underneath and be able to get out and at least pick up a few yards, I've been impressed with what Wilkins has done at quarterback.
I want to take a minute and let everybody know tonight's broadcast between Lowndes and Vadas is being featured as one of the Great American Rivalry Series games on the Internet across the nation and around the world as a part of the Great American Rivalry Series broadcast network presented by the United States Marine Corps and IHI.com. We want to give special thanks to all the servicemen and women around the world who are listening to this broadcast. We appreciate all that you do, and we hope you enjoy the game.
The Great American Rivalry Series, if you ever get an opportunity to go into the field house, there's a trophy cabinet just inside the main lobby. Has the state championship cups, the region plaques, and all the different things that have happened for Lowndes High School over the year. But some of the most prominent displays are the Great American Rivalry Trophy. It's an acrylic. It must be 18 inches wide and probably 12 inches high. And it's engraved each year with that winner, and they're displayed as prominently as those state championship cups are.
Absolutely. Wes, give us your thoughts on the first half.
Oh, I turned you down.
I would, but Bill keeps turning me off.
Well, you were talking to somebody, and you were interrupted.
I think it went very much like I thought it was. Our offensive line was going to dominate. We were going to run the ball on them. Nobody thought we could. They said how fast they were. And it went exactly like I thought it was going to, that we were going to outgain them on the ground, we were going to control the ball, and that, and of course I felt a lot had to do with how well Lance was going to handle pregame jitters and being a senior playing in his only Wintersville Classic and playing here at home on national television, and he has done a great, great job. I mean, he's looked like the Lance Gerald we've seen play all year. It's not been a super stellar, I'm going to step up and shine. It's been a workman horse atmosphere. I mean, a workman horse attitude out of Lance Gerald going out there and doing his job. And those great runs by Mike Moore, the offensive line, the Sons of Thunder, doing just exactly what I thought they were going to do in this ball game.
What about you, Tyler?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think the defense for the Vikings have played pretty good. What did you say, a total of about 10 or 15 yards offense that the Wildcats have had?
Yeah, not a lot.
31, I think. 31 total yards.
31, yeah, total yards.
Okay, on the flip side of that, the offensive production by the Wildcats has not been there tonight. We just cannot give up the big play, and I think Coach has focused on that all year long. He said we can't give up the big play, especially in this game. He's going to focus on that, and I think our guys are going to respond.
Well, and I'll add, too, I mean, Lance did have a couple little jitters early, the interception, and just some uncertainty, but he has really shown past that.
He really has. But now here's what I'm looking. As I always say, the most important possession of any ball game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter, yours. Cats get the ball to start the game, and knowing that they're behind 14-0, look for the big trick play early.
Yeah, I think they're going to come out and try and do something along those lines as well. Well, the TV timeout is still down there, so we'll keep it here, though.
Tell me your voice is going away.
It is, and you know what? I think I'm going to let you do a little play-by-play for the third quarter. What do you think?
Well, it won't be long, I guarantee you.
Well, go ahead, because I am losing it a little bit.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention before we get started here that Wes got married, of course, here in the stadium this summer, but something else that may be a first tonight, Andrew Crook, whose dad's an assistant principal, he had his rehearsal dinner tailgate tonight, and the green shirts across the way are his wedding party. But Andrew Crook and Laura Carter are getting married tomorrow, and their rehearsal dinner is tonight, tailgating at the game.
That there are some firsts. All right, we're getting ready to kick this off here in the third quarter, and for all your third quarter action, the real voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Ain't no real Vikings. Oh, back deep is Nelson Herring on the near side. On the far side, number 7, Sherrard Inman. Matt McEnstein set to kick off. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings lead at 14-0. And waiting on Max kick. The first two were low and deep. The last one was kind of shallow. Let's see where he puts this one. This one, a high kick end over end will be taken by Inman at the 7. He's across the 10. The 15 comes midfield. Has a hole wide open across the 30. The 35, there's a flag for a holding call back at the 30 as he gets out to the 38-yard line. Big return from the 7-yard line all the way back out to the 37, a 30-yard return. But looks like there's going to be a holding call at the 30, and there is.
Yeah. Return guy was able to hit a crease, a real nice crease there. Got the ball out to about the 38-yard line, but they're going to back it up to about 20 or so. Yeah, 20-yard line. That's where the Wildcats will take over, first and 10.
The first and 10 from their 20-yard line. We're in a five-man front, two linebackers. That's Trey Jackson and Josh Clemens. Jackson to the line side of the field. Cats brings two receivers near side. Tied into the far side. Under center. Pitch out to the fullback around the right side. He's got a little bit of a hole as he gets off tackle and gets up to the 25, 26. They're going to give him 24-yard line. Thank you, Bill. 4-yard carry. Wilkes gets the play from the sidelines. Cats in those gold uniforms, white jerseys. All crimson for our Vikings. Two receivers near side, one far side. Wilkes takes the back and slides him to his left. He now has three receivers near side. Drops back, looks left, pulls the ball down, starts to run. James Mathis has got him, and he goes down behind the line of scrimmage. That'll be a 2-3 yard loss.
Chris, I was going to say, he's lucky he didn't drop it because he had turned his back to James Mathis, had the ball up in the air, but he was strong enough to hold on to it.
7-yard loss. They got the 4-yard gain.
That's right.
Hey, Bill, I was going to tell you, I told Mathis in the first half that with Frazier having 3 sacks, they were going to make adjustments at halftime and move over and double-team him, and I think that's just what happened right there, and you can't just single-block James Mathis.
11 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We lead at 14 to nothing. Two receivers near side, one far side. I said the third quarter.
Three down linemen.
Oh, three down linemen. Thank you, fellas. Wilkes pass downfield, caught by number 8 for the first down out to the 34-yard line.
That play has worked a couple of times for them.
That gets the ball out to the 35-yard line. About a 15, 16-yard pass reception on the play. It'd be first and 10.
That's Tyran Watkins on the catch. First and 10 from the 35. Now we've gone to a five-man front. Tied into our side of the field. Wilkes puts a man in motion to the visitor side. That'll give him two receivers to the far side. Gives it to the tailback. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. First man to him was number 65. That is D'Angelo Edmonds.
He has had a great game here this afternoon.
And that'll lose yardage. 10-10 to go here in the third quarter. 14-0, Vikings lead it. It'll be second and 11 back at the 34-yard line.
Got to give some credit there to Justin Evans, too, guys. He got in the backfield and slowed him up. But Justin moving to defensive end tonight and playing well.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Wilkes in the shotgun. Wing back to his right. Looks, throws downfield. Catch made underneath the number 33. Still on his feet as he fights his way up to the 40-yard line. Oh, and he won't go down, folks. He's across the 40, the 45, the 50-yard line. That's a first down. Tell me what happened just there, Taylor.
Wow, it looks like forward progress could have been stopped there on the play about 5 yards. The coaches are asking the official, why did you not stop forward progress? The pile kept moving. That's the reason why. First and 10 from the 49-yard line, 9 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Tough first down.
Two receivers go out far side. Now they say they can't hear the band, or is it an equipment thing? Official timeout. It's an equipment.
And that was number 33 there fixing Demetrius Melvin after that hard run.
Miller goes to the far side. They slide Inman in the slot. Wilkes goes under center. Double tight end. We ship. They give it to the tailback. Gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. First man to him, number 46.
Matt Frazier.
Matt Frazier moving from the linebacker spot down to defensive end. They'll give him 2 yards to be second and eight. 8:54 to go here in the third. Vikings lead at 14-0.
Wildcats are putting together a nice little drive here. We need to hunker down and play some defense, Vikings.
So far, it's been a 30 to 31-yard drive for them. Again, twins left, twins right. Wilkes in the shotgun. Joseph to his right. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. The catch is made underneath. And they've got a first down all the way down to our 38-yard line.
Good throw that time by Wilkes. He had to go through the arms of our defensive lineman, and he was able to get the ball around it.
Demetrius Melvin with the catch. He kind of expected like thought he was going to get hit right away. First and 10 catch down to our 39, and I believe this is probably their deepest penetration.
It's definitely their best drive.
Trips goes to the far side. Single receiver near side. Keeps Herring at wing back right beside him. Wilkes in the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. Wilkes takes the snap. Looks to the right. Looks. Does that? No! And there's going to be pass interference. We picked it off. Matt Frazier with the interception, but
he got there about one step too early. Forced the ball to hit off his helmet. Matt Frazier made the interception, but boys, it's coming back.
It is. We're going to have pass interference on Trey Jackson.
Yeah, we will. But you watch the defensive end on the tight end for the Cats on our side. I've seen him move twice. It's just a little slight tick, but he moves before the snap. I thought that was going to be a call initially. They'll mark off 15. It'll be first and 10 for the Cats. They have just marched down the field here, taking the opening kickoff of the second half. 7:44, so they have just dominated the clock here.
That'll move it down to around the 24-yard line of our Vikings. So it'll be first and 10, Val Austin. 7:44 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 14-0. The Cats come out of the huddle. They send Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Wilkes in the shotgun. Looks over that four-man front. Drops back. Looks to his left. Throws out. Catch made for about a five-yard pass play down to about the 19-yard line.
That tight end has moved again, Wes.
Somebody should get in that official's ear down there and let him... and ask him to take a look at it.
Again, the Cats are really finding a home for the hitch play, the five-yard curls. They're really hitting us with those short, quick passes.
Second and about five from the 19-yard line. Ball, Cats going from left to right on your radio dial. Blitzes receivers. Goes to the double tight end. Wilkes under center. Herring at the tailback. Takes a snap. Gives it to Herring over the left side. Looking for a hole. Cuts inside. He'll get 3 yards. It'll be second. It'll be third and about two down around the 16-yard line. Checking in for our Vikings is number 47. 6.5 minutes to go here. Cats have controlled the clock the entire third quarter so far. Third and two. Ball on the far hash mark. Double tight end. They go to the I formation. Takes a snap again to Herring. Looking for a hole. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
He'll get the first down and about 4 or 5 yards on top of that. They are just manhandling this defensive line right now with these big, powerful offensive running backs.
I believe that was Terry Foster on the carry, not Herring.
Trey Jackson in on the stop, but not before they get to about the 10-yard line.
That's over the 10. It'll be first and goal.
6:09 to go here in the third. See what Wilkes does here. Blitzes receivers. Again, stays in that double tight end. Now back to tight end off. Puts him in motion to the visitor side of the field. They try to go outside. That's number 31 on the carry. That would be Faison, Maurice Faison. And he gets maybe half a yard.
That was number 8, Justin Evans, in on part of that tackle.
Guys, I hate to correct you, but again, that's number 21 on their offense is Malcolm Joseph, sophomore, their leading rusher. And right now, he's carrying the load for him.
Thank you there, Marty.
Again, there you have a lot of dual numbers over there on the Cat side of the ball.
There, 21, just to the left of Wilkes. Wilkes brings trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. We go back to a five-man front. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, pump fakes. The ball, he pulls it down. Hey, he got away. I don't know. Throws to the end zone. Knocked away at the last minute by Tyquan Lane.
Tyquan and Josh Clemens both right there for the coverage.
I thought we had the sack back about the 15. How Wilkes got away, I don't know. But Tyquan saw that open receiver as he was just sitting in the back of the end zone, broke and knocked it away. It will be third and goal at the 9-yard line.
Third and goal, and the Viking crowd comes to their feet.
Five-man front for our Vikings. Twins to the near side. Single receiver, far side.
Watch the post here.
Drops back. Looking. Screen pass. They get it out to number 10. And touchdown, Cats.
Went to the short side of the field. And that was, you had a lineman on that coverage, and there's no way that he was going to stay with that.
Guys, we came on the blitz, and they ran the screen. It was a perfect call at the right time. Stacy Wright read it. He just could not keep up with the little Charlie Albright and their running back.
Cats on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 5:09 to go here in the third quarter, it is our Vikings 14, the Cats 7. We'll take a 90-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at Martin Stadium as the Cats have gotten a touchdown. It's 14-7. Go ahead, Taylor.
That drive for the Wildcats was a big one. 6 minutes off the clock, 80 total yards, 14 plays, 6 of them were runs, 8 of them were passes. They got 5 first downs in that drive, guys.
Wow.
Back deep, Tyquan Lane standing in the center. He's got Nick Bergman to our side, Jordan Williams to the far side. High, high kick. Williams takes it at the 2, comes near side. He's at the 10. The 15 cuts back, looks for a hole, looking for a seam, will not find it as it gets across the 20, up to the 22-yard line. .503 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. Our first possession of the third quarter. And we've got a timeout.
Nope.
Leave
it right here.
That's right. You said, what would I do without y'all?
As we discussed during halftime, the one of the keys to the first quarter was the first half was the Wildcats' lack of offensive production, boys.
Yeah.
They totally turned that around there, driving 80 yards like some champs.
They really did, and it was a good mix. You mentioned on the drive chart a mix of runs and passes, and defensively we really put some pressure on the quarterback, but we couldn't get to him. We had a pass interference, which really hurt us right there. That gave them that 15 yards. Just like Coach McPherson said, we can't hurt ourselves, and we did in that drive. Now, not taking anything away from Valdosta, they drove the length of the field, but we helped them along the way.
Guys, you're absolutely right there. But we've got to respond here. We need a big drive. I talked with some of the guys and said, hey, we're about to come out and play really fast. I think we're going to see us pick up the pace a little bit. We've only huddled once tonight, but I believe we're going to go no huddle, and we're going to really try to move it and work really fast. One other thing I want to mention, and just because we got the time to do it, but I talked with the young man, Eric Blanton, our senior quarterback, our backup the last few years. He got cleared yesterday, and he will be in pads on Monday, and very happy for that young man and for this team to get a senior leader like Eric Blanton back.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Now, you know, Lance has taken the job. There's no doubt about that. It's Lance's job. But to have somebody like an Eric Blanton, who is a quality backup, and maybe gets a few snaps in during the senior year, I know we'll look forward to that over the next couple of games.
All righty, here come our Vikings. We send two receivers far side. Mike Moore in the backfield. Gerald in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Give it to Moore. Cuts outside. Cuts back against the grain. One man, two. Up to the 30. And give him 8-9 yards on that play.
Again, Mike he gets the hole from his offensive line. Then he picks it after that. And he's getting great chunks of yards.
Like Marty said, we're right back at it, boys.
Before the catch can get set, we're getting the ball boy off the field. Chandler. Over the line, over the ball, gives it to Gerald, gives it to Moore again, looking for some place to go, runs into one man, two, and will lose yardage. From a second and one, it's going to be a third and two.
Yeah, that first down play there, like we mentioned during halftime, was about a 9-yard gain. That's a lot of those almost 10-yard plays that we were talking about earlier. We got to keep that up, guys.
We got to finish this one, at least get the first down here, keep our defense off the field, give them a rest.
Gerald. Gives the ball to Moore. Moore up the middle, strips through one man, two, has the first down as he bursts across the 35, up to the 37, 38-yard line.
What a great job by that offensive line. I've noticed Eric Torrey is playing a lot of tight end right now.
Tyquan Lang comes in, 4:05 to go here in the third. Lang in the backfield. We know what kind of speed he's got if he gets to the corner. Catch with four down linemen, two linebackers up tight. Lance Gerald keeps the ball, rolls to the press box side, looks, throws out, in and out of the hands of number 36. That is Telvin Orr.
That was a good way to get rid of the ball for Lance. I mean, I didn't think he was going to get rid of it. He showed good legs to get out on the outside and then just dumps the ball out.
Clemens and Bergman to the far side. They're showing blitz off the corner. Hold it. Give it to Moore. Moore bounces off one man, two. Look at him. Tyquan Lane. And where are they going to mark him down at? He has the first down after the 50-yard line.
Tyquan showed a little power of his own.
And, guys, look at this. The offensive line is the first one right back to the ball.
3:45 to go in the third. We lead by seven. Gerald gets the play from the sidelines, turns around, says something to Tyquan, moves him to his right. Can't shift linebackers that way. Gives it to Tyquan back as he goes a little on the counter play, and he'll have 2 yards as he gets into cat territory down to the 49-yard line.
Again, the offensive line does a great job just to open the hole, and then it's up to the running back to pick it after that.
Mike Moore, D. Daniels checks in. catch. Five down linemen. Gerald gives it to Moore. Moore over the right side. Tries to cut back against the grain. He gets two more yards down to the 47-yard line. It'll be third and eight from there. 3:11 to go here in the third. Vikings leading it 14-7. First region game for both teams. Moore just to the right of Gerald. Ball on the far hash mark. Safety slips up. Gerald slaps back, throws downfield to Clemens. Clemens makes the catch at the 44-yard line. And that'll be short of the first down. Ooh, Coach, what do you do here?
Well, I tell you, the ball was a little bit high, and Josh had to go up to get it. And when he did, it just took that momentum away, and he wasn't able to get down the field. Had it been right on the numbers, he might have been able to pick up a few more yards.
Matt McEnstein in to punt. It's going to be a fourth and four, and will punt from the cat 44-yard line. Jason Jelks back deep, standing about the 15. McEnstein, nice high kick. Jelk signals fair catch, and he'll make it at the 10-yard line. And that's where the Cats will take over. First and 10 with 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here. And they moved it up to the 13-yard line.
I'm not sure what that's all about. No, they just mixed the line, I think. They're moving it. There was a little bit of activity, and they've called the coaches over with the player. The Jelks, when he caught the ball, there were some words. I mean, of course, we can't hear the words, but there was a lot of activity going on between the two players. And you saw the Cats players come grab Jelks and bring him off to the sideline, and the official is taking control of this game right now.
I want to take a chance to remind everybody about our coaches show every Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company. We get an offensive, a defensive, a special teams, and a scout team player of the week. You can listen live on 99.5. Hear Coach Mack talk about this game and the next week's game.
Better yet, come out and have a great meal at Austin's Cattle Company. The kids are out there. We bring those, and a lot of other players come out. You get an opportunity to meet some of these kids one-on-one, like a Josh Clemens. What a great personality he has, and being able to sit down and just talk to him. Some of these younger players and the future that we've got with some of these kids is just phenomenal.
I want to thank all of our sponsors for that show, too, for what you do. We could not do it without you guys.
Yeah, and go to www.thevikingboys.com. We've got a list of all of those sponsors with links to their sites as well. And be sure and stop in, see some of those guys, like the UPS store and some of the others, and tell them how much you appreciate them supporting Lowndes High football. One of the others is the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia. Former Lowndes High athletes themselves, Aaron and Nick Dodson, we want to thank them for their support as well. We just have so many.
Zach Adu's on Baytree.
Yep.
Well, fellas, 2:40 to go here in the third. It's the second possession for the Cats. Let's go see what our Vikings will do after getting slapped in the mouth like they did.
And the momentum has definitely shifted a little bit to the Cats' side. They're kind of pumped, guys. We've got to make some plays here.
Wilkes in the shotgun. They're waiting on the
TV timeout.
TV timeout.
He says, let's go.
And he's got Herring to his right as he drops back in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Now he puts Herring in motion to give him trips to the near side. Looks that way, throws out in the flat. And the catch is
made
by number 8. That is Tyran Watkins. And that's about a 4-yard pass play after the 14-yard line.
Those little quick hitches, and we've got great coverage on it, but they're doing a great job, the Cats are, to be able to just stand up, throw the ball, and pick up those few little yards.
Wilkes goes under center. Blitzes receivers this time. Hard count. Turns around, says something to his tailback. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback over the left side, looking for a hole. Oh, and he's got the first down as he crosses the 20 out to the 21, 22-yard line.
They just popped the hole, and it was Tyquan Lang who was out there to make the tackle.
A minute 55 to go here in the third.
Vikings still lead 14-7. Cats coming on here in the second half.
Listening to our band. Wilkes. In the shotgun. Looks like Herring back there with him. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws the flat. Oh, knocked away.
James Mathis.
James Mathis got those hands up and knocked it away on what was a first and 10 from the 23. Make it second and 10 from the 23.
Our defensive line has been in there. They've gotten their hands up, but Wilkes has done a good job getting it around them. That time, there was no getting around James Mathis.
Wilkes now again sends two receivers far side, two near side. Herring to his right. We're in a five-man front. Linebackers back deep. Now we drop a man off the line. Looks left. Throws out in and out of the hands of number eight. Again, that's Watkins.
Ball was thrown a little bit wide, but good coverage by Josh Clemens nonetheless.
We shift and go to three down linemen. Four. Ball in the middle of the field. Clock stopped with a minute 25 to go here in the third. Brand new daddy, Taylor Biddle, urging the crowd to their feet. Twins left, single receiver right. And there's a flag thrown by the umpire. And what do we have?
I think it's that tight end that's been moving. They call it illegal procedure, and I believe it's that tight end on our side.
So third and 15, back to the 18-yard line. Minute 25 to go. Clock will start on the snap. Wilson, two receivers to the cat side of the field, one to our side. Tight end to the cat side of the field. Barking out signals, takes the snap. Looking left, looking. Steps up in the pocket, pulls it down, starts to run. Looking for somebody, throws it downfield. Got a man. Oh, open and in out of the hand of number 10, Charlie Albright. And there's a flag on the play.
Illegal forward pass.
Yeah, he rolled, and he was pretty far to upfield when he threw that ball. But Charlie Albright was wide open. We'll see what the play is.
Guys, he crossed the line there, and that was illegal forward.
Yes, it will be.
That's a five-yard penalty.
Is that a loss of down?
I don't think so.
You take fourth down.
Absolutely, and that's what they've done. The punt team is out for the Cats. 1 minute and 18 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And illegal downfield.
Both of them decline. Oh, it is a loss of down. The illegal downfield is what's a loss of down.
So they mark it off, and fourth down. Well, no, they haven't marked anything off. I think he missed. When he put his hand behind his head, he said a loss of down. And it is, and they will mark it off.
Yep. Mark that five-yard penalty off.
Brings out Mac Loudermilk, who will be punting from his own end zone.
Back deep, Jordan Williams near side, Taquan Lang far side, standing at our own 45. Minute 19 to go here in the third. There's a snap. And he gets it away. And we're going to let it hit. Get out of the way, fellas.
It hit us, too.
They're calling it down. They're calling it down. This official is calling it down.
Guys, it hit their player first.
Okay.
And that means the ball is down. Because it hit a Wildcat first.
Good eyes, Marty. You're exactly right. That would be the call.
It hit a Wildcat, and then it hit our player, and that means the ball should be down. The return team gets to choose where its first touch or where it winds up.
Yeah,
if it's first touch by a cat, it's our ball.
That's exactly right. That'll bring up first and 10 for the Vikings on the Wildcat 48-yard line. 1 minute and 7 seconds to go.
Go ahead, Marty.
I'm just going to say a lot of boos there, guy, but that is the rule. The officials talked it over, did a great job. They got it right. A lot of boos there, but that Wildcat touched it first. That means the ball's down.
Good eyes, Marty, because I sure didn't see him touch it, buddy. Darrell in the shotgun, tight end to the far side. Two receivers far side. Mike Moore to his left. Can't stack the line. Gerald keeps it. Right up the middle he goes. They try to pull it out as he crosses the 45 down to the 44. They give him 4 yards on the carry. Second and 6 from there. Trying to loosen that defense up. They are stacking it there. And we've got our center down.
Yes, it is. Anthony Chandler. Favoring either an ankle or a knee. I mean, he's coming off under his own power, but a definite limp.
Bill, that's our
it's
Ellis
not.
Lyles.
It is
right
Ellis
tackle.
Lyles.
Ellis Lyles.
Thank you, Marty. I looked and I saw Anthony still down there.
Exactly. Ellis's jersey's kind of crinkled up, so you couldn't tell, but that is Ellis. He is walking on his own. Hopefully he's okay.
And Stacy Wright's come in at that tackle position. Gerald in the shotgun. Looks over that five-man front. Puts Bergman in motion. Gives it to Bergman. Looking. Gets try. One man gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. And we'll lose 4 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. Nope. We'll lose 2. It's going to be 3rd and 8 about the 46-yard line.
I watched Bergman. The hole opened up on the inside, and he kept taking it to the outside. Now, that's the play call. That's where you're supposed to go. But a lot of times, you got to find that hole where it happens.
Inside 10 seconds to go. Four down linemen for the Cats. Three linebackers up tight. Gerald drops back, looks, and pass incomplete out here. Intended for Brandon Roberts, but there's a flag on the play. Illegal procedure. Said we moved.
That'll bring us to the end of the third quarter. Let's see if there is a no down play or if it's a end of the third quarter. Illegal procedure. That's declined. That'll bring up 4th down. And the end of the third quarter. Vikings lead 14-7, but it's become a ball game here in the second half. We'll take a 90-second break. We'll be right back after this. Okay. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. We're just about ready to start the fourth quarter. Vikings lead 14-7, but the Wildcats have been an offensive team that we haven't seen here in the second half. I do want to thank the U.S. Army for their support of this game, as well as some of the activities during pregame and out during the tailgate part. There were some drawings out there, and we want to announce those winners. The iPod Touch was won by Dustin Baines, and the iPad winner is Rosa Linda Torres. The congratulations to those and the U.S. Army. Thank you for your support. As we said, the iPod Touch winner is Dustin Baines, and the iPad is won by Rosa Linda Torres. Congratulations.
I want to remind everybody that tonight's contest between Lowndes and Badass is being featured as one of the Great American Rivalry Series games broadcast on the Internet across the nation and around the world. As part of the Great American Rivalry Series broadcast network presented by the United States Marine Corps and IHI.com. We want to give special welcome to all the servicemen and women around the world who are listening to the broadcast. We appreciate all you do and hope that you are enjoying the game.
All right. We're going to be starting this fourth quarter here in just a moment. TV timeout still in play, and he gives the signal. It's about 15 to 30 seconds, and it should be ready to go. So the start of the fourth, Vikings still lead 14-7. But we've got to stop the Cats here.
We sure do. It's a 4th and about 8. Matt McEnstein back to punt, standing about our 40-yard line. And they will send Jason Jeltz back, standing back about the 10. 10 men up on the line for the Cats. Waiting on the snap. There it is. They come after it. Don't get it. High kick. Hits at the 20. Bounces across the 15. Let's let it roll, fellas. And they'll let it roll down to about the 11-yard line.
We got a flag on the play, guys, on the far side of the field.
And it's going to be against our Vikings. Now we'll have to come back and punt it again.
a legal procedure against the Vikings.
Great, great punt by Matt McEnstein. Back off 5 yards, and let's go do it again, fellas. Wonder where the officiating crew are from there, out of the Augusta area. This is the seventh year that I know of that they have officiated this ball game. No matter where it's played at, they come to town and officiate it. All right, we back it up to our 49-yard line. Jelk standing about their 20. McEnstein back at our 35. We only have 10 men on
the
line of scrimmage.
Our snapper, Vanderzanden.
There's a snap. Again, a high, high kick. Hits at the 25, the 20. And we'll let it roll inside to, down to about the 16. So it's a four-yard gain. It was a five-yard penalty. They get 4 yards out of it.
Wildcats will take over first and 10 from their own 14-yard line. 11:15 to go. Vikings are leading 14-7. See if we can settle down that Wildcat offense here.
Wilts goes under center. Two receivers near side, throws out in the flat, catch made. And that's positive yardage. Inman makes the catch all the way out to the, from the 14, out to the 17, 3 yard little pitch and catch. Moves the ball over to the near hash mark. Cats are going from right to left on your radio dial. I want to remind you, the Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company. Be there at 6:45 as we talk about this game and the upcoming game against Talcott County. Wilkes shuffles players around, sends trips to the far side, single receiver near side. That's Inman. In the shotgun, we're in a four-man front. Looks, pump fake. Pulls it down. Matthews
got
it.
Fumble.
Ball's on the ground, and we come up with it. Ball's on the ground, and we get it.
Good job by James Matthews, forcing him to scramble, tackled him from behind. He put the ball on the ground. Vikings take over first and 10 from the 12-yard line. 10 minutes, 23 seconds to go in the ball game.
You don't think James Matthews isn't fired up? He is inciting that student crowd. We didn't talk about that earlier in the game. But that student crowd came in here when the rain came through. As soon as the gates were open and they began screaming, shaking their noisemakers, they have been loud since an hour and a half before this ball game even started.
First and 10 at the 12-yard line. Ball right in the middle of the field. Here comes Lance Gerald.
Wing T.
In the straight wing T. D. Daniels at fullback. And we give it to Bergman around the right side, looking, and they pull him down from behind.
It's that... And that's impact player.
A Wakefield. And we'll lose. I think we're going to lose yardage. Back to the 14-yard line. Second and 11. We can get a first down at the 2. Again, wing T. Mike Moore near side. Bergman far side. Bring Bergman in motion. Gets it to Moore on the counter. By one man, two. He's off to the corner. Turns. Ow, and they pull him down at the 10-yard line.
That's speed on speed, guys. Any other team we play, that's six on the board. But that is great speed by this Wildcat defense.
9:35 to go here in the third. Moore, like I said, got to the corner, but then had to stretch it out as he was being pursued hard by the Cat corner.
Great Clemens play there by Edre.
Mike Moore comes out. Clemens comes in. Lance Gerald gives everybody that play. Goes under center. Takes it. Gives it to D. Daniels up the middle. And it was third and about eight, and it's going to be fourth and about seven.
Excuse me. That's going to send out the field goal team. And let's see where Matt puts this down at.
About a 26-yarder.
26, 27. If we can go back to the 17, it will be a 27 officially.
Yep.
On the left hash mark, the far side hash mark for a right-footed kicker.
Fuller to hold.
From to snap.
There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 8:24 to go here in the ball game, our Vikings lead it 17-7. We'll take a 90-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back here at Martin Stadium, 8:23 left in the ball game. The Vikings get a 27-yard field goal from Matt Mackenstein to extend the lead 17-7. What's the drive look like, Taylor?
Vikings took 2 minutes off the clock there. They had a total of 3 yards gained, three plays. Three of them were runs. Resulted in a 27-yard field goal by Matt Mackenstein to take a 17-7 lead, 8 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the ballgame. The Vikings will be kicking off.
And we'll say hello to Miss Kirby. You're listening to us. Beautiful baby picture you just hit. Cats back deep. Emin on one side. Looks like that number looks like number 13, Herring on the far side. Mackenstein's kick, high end over end kick. Inman goes back, takes it at the 8. He's up to the 15, the 20, starts outside 25. He's got a hole. He's at the 40. He's across the 50. He's into our territory. We'll run him down, but not before he gets inside the 20-yard line.
That's the danger of that kick, though, that low line drive kick.
71-yard return on the play. Nick Bergman had the angle there, was able to bring him down. Wildcats to take over, first and 10 from the Viking 19-yard line, 8 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the ballgame.
Our defense will have to rise to the occasion here. Wilt goes under center. Receiver near side. Puts a man in motion to the far side. So he has twins there. Takes the snap. Gives it to the tailback. Number 21 as he crosses the 15 down to the 14-yard line. And that is Malcolm Joseph.
Vikings make a couple substitutions there on the defensive side.
James Mathis had to check out. He had an equipment issue with his helmet.
All right, he sends two receivers to the far side. One of those is Watkins. Double tight end. Goes under center. Takes the snap. Again to Joseph. We've got a hand on him. He gets away from one man. Cuts back against the grain. But we were able, I don't know who it was that stood him up. There's a flag on the play. But somebody got to him first and slowed him down and made him stretch it out.
That was Justin Evans that pushed him out, made him stretch out, and then ran into a host of Vikings. Let's see what the initial call
face mask, 5 yards.
That'll make it first and goal.
Puts the ball about the 6-yard line.
First and goal from the 6. Ball on the far hash mark. 7:25 to go here in the ball game. West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers on the sideline. 17-7 Vikings lead. But the Cats are threatening to cut into that lead. Timeout.
Timeout, Cats. We can't see if we're going to get a TV, and we are. Let's take a 90-second break. As the Vikings still lead 17-7.
Back at Martin Stadium, 7:12 to go here in the ball game. It will be first and goal from our 6-yard line for the Cats. Double tight end, high formation.
Still got a TV timeout. Here he goes.
Roberts at fullback. Malcolm Joseph at tailback. We're in a 5-man front. He's our linebackers back just a little bit. Give it to Joseph. As he gets over the left side, he'll get 2-3 yards. But they just try to pound it between the tackles.
one of the first times they've come in the power I look. Second down and goal from about the four-yard line. 6:49 to go in the ball game.
Wilkes brings the play in from the sideline. Still goes for the I formation. Double tight end. Brings it. He's going to be heavy left to our side. They give it to Joseph. Gets hit. Cuts inside one man. He's down about the two-yard line. It'll be third and goal from there.
They may mark him at the one. Inside the two.
So third and goal from just inside the two-yard line. 6:05 to go in this contest. Vikings leading at 17-7. Again, the I formation. Wilkes puts over our defense. Takes a snap. Gives it to Joseph. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and stuffed. He's down.
This time inside the one. And that'll bring up fourth down.
I thought they had him back at the two. Where in the world did that little man go to? Cats were going for it. 5:32 to go here in the ball game.
We've got to get penetration here, guys. Got to get penetration.
Again, the I formation. Seven-man front.
Flag.
There's a flag, and it's going to be illegal procedure. They give it to the fullback this time off the right side.
Offside defense.
No. I thought it was illegal procedure.
It was a dead ball, though.
It was a dead ball, guys, because they blew the whistle on that.
They're going to make them do it again, unless they want half the distance.
That's what they get. They'll get half the distance and do it again.
Still fourth down.
And Coach Mack's calling for time.
It's not Coach Mack.
It is. Right down on our sideline.
Oh, I see. Gillespie was going to call it, too, I think.
And let's see. Let's go ahead and take a
60-second
break. We'll be right back after this. All right, folks, here we go. 5:15 to go in the ball game, leading it by 10 points, our Vikings are. But it's fourth and goal from the 4-inch line. Last time the Cats did this, they ran it off tackle, but we were offside in the I formation. Wilkes gives it to the fullback, and he's stuck. They did not make it. Fourth and goal, and turn it over to the Vikings.
Listen to the crowd roar. Fourth and about 4 inches, and your defense rose to the occasion.
I don't even think it was 4 inches. That nose of the ball looked like it was touching the line when they snapped it.
Guys, we got to move the ball right here. We got to be careful we don't give up a safety. We need to come out and get positive yardage. Very important.
Thank you, Marty. TV timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. Vikings hold on a fourth and goal. It's 17-7. Vikings still lead. We'll be right back. What can we say? Fourth and goal, the nose of the football almost touching the goal line, and the Viking defense comes up with a stop. Now, we got to get ourselves out of a hole.
We got to get some breathing room. It is a two-possession game. We don't want to give them a cheap one here with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. In the wing T formation, not going to take a chance with a bad snap.
And they've got 6-7 men up on the line of scrimmage. Corners up playing as linebackers. Everybody's up top because they know we're going right up the middle with it to the Daniels. And he busts out across the five, out to the six-yard line.
That's not a touchdown, but I see D. Daniels.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Move it out to the seventh. Give us just a little bit of breathing room here. The second and six.
Three.
Second and three.
Yeah, 6 and 7 is, what, 13?
Staying in that wing tee. Five-man front for the Cats. Sneaking those linebackers up top again to Daniels as he tries to go up the middle. And he'll get maybe a yard as he gets up to about the 8-yard line.
D. Daniels again. Short gain on the play.
First down would really work out here, but I tell you, just getting this out makes a difference.
4:14 to go here in the ball game. That straight wing Z. Almost like a victory formation there, Bill. Bergman and Lang on either side of it.
Redshaw counting down the clock.
Take it. Give it to Daniels over the left side. Gets tripped up as he gets to the line of scrimmage. And we'll have to punt the ball. And the Cats call timeout.
Yeah, we needed to get to the 11 for our first down.
And let's
see. Not sure what happened here.
We got a timeout. Cats call a timeout.
With that, let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 17-7 with 3:47 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's going to be fourth and two from our 8-yard line. Or fourth and a long two. 3:47 to go here in the ball game. And boy, what a ball game it has been. All Vikings in the first half and almost all Cats in the second half.
Vikings able to put three up on the board to stretch that lead back their last drive. And that was big in the scheme of things right now.
McInstein will have to punt out of the end zone. Inman or Jelk goes back to receive for the Cats standing about our 40-yard line.
Got to have a good snap here, guys.
Got to have a great snap, a great kick. There come the Cats. He gets it away. Nice high kick. Signals fair catch at the 35.
Not a great kick, but under the pressure, he gets it out of there, and now the defense will have to stand up and do their job again.
They've down to one timeout. We have two. 3:42 to go in the ball game. The defense made a great, great stand on a fourth and inches. You look for the Cats. I would expect the Cats to come out, maybe throw it. Herring stays in the backfield. He's to the right of Wilkes. His two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. Five-man front. Wilkes with the snap. Drops back. Looks quick across the middle. Catch made by number 33. And that'll be about an 8-9 yard little just skinny hitch post right in the middle. 3:33 to go here in the ball game.
That's that tight end sneaking out the side and right down the middle.
Down to the 28-yard line. Second and one. Herring just to the left of Wilkes. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Everybody in motion, drops back quickly, looks, throws across the middle. Intercepted by Josh Clements at the 20. He's up to the 25. Still on his feet at the 30, the 35. Down to the sidelines he goes. Josh Clements by one man. They'll tackle him down at the 30-yard line.
Got a flag on the play.
There's a flag back at the 33-yard line, but I think it came after the interception.
Wow. We'll have to wait and see, guys.
What a great catch. I mean, that ball was up and above his head, got his hands up, made a great catch, and then a great return. But it looks like part of that will be coming back, but it's post-interception.
It is a hold back at the 33.
Still first down.
Vikings.
Vikings take over. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the ball game. They're leading 17-7 on a great interception by Josh Clements.
They should take it back to about our 20.
Two.
See where he marks her down at. And, yep, at our 22 and a half. 2:54 to go here in the ball game. It's Viking football. And they only have one. They can only stop the clock one time. 17-7, the Vikings lead it.
Looks like fire ants across the field, guys.
2:54 left in the ballgame. We need to run some clock.
We go to the straight wing tee. Bergman to the far side. D. Daniels at fullback. Puts Bergman in motion. Gives it to Bergman around the left side. Looking for a hole, trying to string it out.
Hold on to
that ball. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. And he'll lose 2 yards back to the 21-yard line.
I know they use that wing tee, and we're trying to run some time off the clock. But this defense is prepared for the wing tee. That's what they've been able to stop when we've gone to the wing tee.
it's taken a little while to develop on the corners, and there's such speed on this defense.
2:29 to go. Danny Redshaw holding Gerald's, taking, using all of the play clock that we can. Says go. Second and 12. Puts Mike Moore in motion. Gives it to Moore around the left side, looking for a hole. Tiptoes in between one, two, three guys. Still on his feet. Fights his way across the 25, up to the 26, the 27-yard line, where it will be third and about 7 or 8 from there. We're inside 2 minutes to go here in this ball game.
The Cats have not called their final timeout yet.
You would look for them to call it after this play here. Third and about 5, a long 6. Now third and a long 5, a short 6. Again, we're holding it. He gives it to Lance Gerald. Looking for Mike Moore. Up, give it to D. Daniels. Up the middle, and Daniels drops the ball.
There was a fumble called. Looks like he recovered. Bobcats take a timeout.
And with that, look, see if the TV steps out. He doesn't. Cats take their final timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings lead it 17-7. Man.
Feeling good.
All righty, a minute 20 to go in the ball game, and it's going to be fourth and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to punt the ball back. Cats have just used their final timeout. They'll get the ball back with somewhere around maybe a minute 10, minute 12 to go in the ball game, trailing by 10 points. Matt McEnstein's had some good punts tonight.
He'll need a good one here tonight.
Good luck, Troy Braswell, tomorrow against Wichita Baptist as he leaves at 5:30 in the morning. Jelks back to receive the punt. McEnstein standing at the 12. There they come. He gets it away. High, high punt. Jelks fair catches at their 39-yard line.
And they got to go 60 yards to get a touchdown at least. And it's a minute 14 left in this ball game. Vikings lead 17-7, and the Cats trying to put some more points on the board.
No timeouts for the Cats. We have two. This game being watched around the nation on ESPNU. All righty, Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Wilkes in the shotgun, takes the snap, drops back, looks, we come, little screen pass. Complete underneath. They get outside, one man, two, to the corner. Great block on the corner. Will not make the end zone. Yes, no, he will, stays on his feet. That is number 10.
The clock is running inside 58 seconds.
That stops with the first down.
Albrighton on the screen pass, all the way from their 40 all the way down to our 6-yard line. We came after it. They perfectly called play. Great block back out here. I didn't see by the Cat player on our lounge player. And Wilkes intentionally stops the clock with 55 seconds to go.
Yeah, they took advantage of the rush that we've been putting on all night long. And I saw it when Mathis came through there. I went, oh, no, here comes the screen. But just great running by number 10, Charlie Albritton, as well. I mean, he has great wheels, got him down inside to the 5-yard line, and now with that spike, well, down to the 6. And the Cats are threatening here as they trail our Vikings 17-7 with 55 seconds left in the ballgame.
Second and goal from the 6-yard line. Wilt slips his receiver. Two backs in the backfield. Tied in to the Cat side of the field. Slides under center. Looks across that 5-man front. Takes the snap. Drops back. Pump fakes. Looks. Throws to the corner.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Cat.
And with just over a minute left in the ballgame, they go 60 yards and put 6 more on the board.
And I'm trying to see. I think that was number 7 that made the catch.
Got to get lined
Gerard
up here.
Inman.
Number 28, They swing the gate, attempt the extra point. 49 seconds left in this ball game. It's 17-13 right now as the Cats attempt the extra point.
There's the ball. Down kicks up and is good. And with 49 seconds to go, 17-14, we'll take a 30-second break.
Nope.
Take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back Martin Stadium, 49 seconds to go. Cats have pulled within three, 17-14 on a 7-yard touchdown pass from a 6-yard touchdown pass from Wilkes to Inman. Give us the drive. Quickly.
That last drive for the Wildcats, 25 seconds, 60 yards, three plays, all three more passes, one first down.
And you can expect an onside kick right here. And somebody just called, Viking has just called timeout. With that, okay, we'll just keep it here then.
We've covered it.
Guys, we saw something we didn't like there, and we called timeout on that play, I think.
Yeah, it looks like. Sorry, Marty.
Actually, I was about to say, it looked like they're crediting them with that timeout. I guess we didn't have any left, but I thought we called it.
No, we did. We have one timeout left. They're out of timeouts.
You're right. I looked at the board wrong there, but something we didn't like, so we called the timeout and tried to make sure we got the right formation because the game ended on this one play.
Yeah, it looks like what I saw was that the hands team might have been on the wrong side of the field there for their onside kick. Looked like the kicker might have been trying to go to the far side. We had the hands team on the near side.
Want to remind everybody of the Lions High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. 6:45 will be on the air. Coach Mack and I will sit down at 7 o'clock and talk about this ball game along with the upcoming ball game against Colquitt County, which was very handling Tift County over at the Hog Pen.
Now, they've switched sides on the field, haven't they?
Yep. Well, they can kick it from any side they want to. The ball must go 10 yards before a Cat player can touch it, unless we touch it first. And ball's on
the
ground.
They got it. They got it.
They got it.
Perfect onside kick.
Yeah, he didn't make one of those hard onside kicks. He did kind of the run-up dribbler where it stayed right next to him. And the Cats take over, first and 10 from the Vikings 48-yard line, 45 seconds to go. If they can get within field goal range, there's a chance to tie this ball game up.
And what do you know about their field goal kicker?
I would think he's probably got a 30-yard range or so.
Wilkes in the shotgun, two receivers near side, two far side. And we have to call our final timeout to get our...
No.
It's a band timeout.
They want the band to be quiet.
That's a band timeout, folks. Let's get to your feet.
That's good because we were very confused on defense, Taylor, where we were supposed to set up at. Two receivers near side, two far side. Wilkes in the shotgun. Four-man front for our Vikings.
Oh, they moved.
They moved again. Those tight ends have moved most of the night.
If you're a high school football fan, you couldn't want something, a game much more than this. 17-14, Vikings lead at 43 seconds to go. Illegal procedure, get the catch, back them up 5 yards, take them back to their 47-yard line.
Again, the Cats have no timeout. The Lions Vikings do have one timeout.
You hear the Viking crowd to their feet. Wilkes sends two to the far side, to the near side. We're in a four-man front. Tail back to his right. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Being pressured. Throws out. Oh! Tries to throw a little screen pass to number 10. It was almost intercepted. Stops the clock with 37 seconds to go. Second and 15. He had little number 10, which hurt us earlier. That's Charlie Albright, a senior. And little number 10 as his safety valve. Wilkes Again, Twins left, Twins right. All Brighton. Four-man front. Wilson in the shotgun, drops back. Look, goes downfield, man over the middle. And the catch made by number 8, Tyron Watkins, down at the 34-yard line. 29 seconds to go. And he spikes the ball. Second and 10 from our 34-yard line. 27 seconds left on the clock.
He spiked it.
Oh, sorry. The second and 10 for the Cats. Wilk in the shotgun. Looks over that four-man front. Takes the snap. Drops back. Look. Starts to roll. Throws towards the end zone.
That's a touchdown.
That's a 15-yard penalty, too, right there.
The Cats have scored. The Cats have scored with 17 seconds to go. It's 34-yard pass play. Wilkes rolled left, had one man open. Ball down, kicks up, and it's good.
And the Cats lead for the first time tonight.
21-17 with 17 seconds to go.
What it looked like I saw is the quarterback Wilkes rolled to the near side of the field. He saw there was nothing open, asked for his receiver to take off deep, and he did that. We had a defender there. He made the catch, tiptoed on the sideline, was able to shake off the tackle and went 44 yards for a touchdown. Puts the Wildcats up 21-17. And this is the second.
Made it there for Tevin Brown because he made a great play. He was in position, but their receiver just turned on the ball and made a great catch, kept his feet in bounds, and he was off to the races. But Tevin, I mean, he was inches. He even had his hands on the ball. He just was inches away from getting a good grip, and their receiver got the catch and got the touchdown, and big play there for the Wildcats.
Absolutely. Second year in a row we've had a nail-biter in the Wintersville Classic. 17 seconds to go in the ball game. We need a good return here to set up something for the end zone.
We have one timeout left.
Kind of quiet here on the lounge side of the radio broadcast booth.
Just a little disbelief, guys.
There's the kickoff. A hit. And off one of our guys, and the Cats have recovered it.
They kicked a hard, low ball, hit one of the front linemen in the leg, and it bounced off, and they went up and recovered it.
That's going to pretty much be the ball game.
Wait, no, they're saying first down.
Nope, they're saying first down Vikings. And there's a flag on the sideline.
The white hat turned, and he faced unsportsmanlike. Now, he's confused. He's got himself turned around.
Exactly. Bill, that's 15 yards. We are almost in field goal range.
But I don't think we've got the ball offensively. I think he made a mistake in how he called it. We'll see. Unsportsmanlike against the Cats, but they're on offense. Now, he pointed that it was first down Vikings, but he was turned around.
Yep.
First down Cats.
Our offense is out here on the sidelines.
The official turned the wrong way.
Yeah, he's changed his mind now. You're right.
And the Vikings call timeout.
We take our last timeout.
17 seconds left in the ball game. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Back at Martin Stadium, 17 seconds to go. And we have been stunned. That's the only thing I can tell you. We have been stunned, especially here in the second half.
Wildcats erase a 10-point deficit in about 3 minutes.
Wilkes takes a knee.
And that'll be the ball game as the clock ticks down now, 11-10.
Coach Mack comes out on the field. And that's the ball game.
You just really hope everybody lines up and shakes hands like they're supposed to here.
Let's take a quick two-minute break, and we'll get a word with Coach McPherson in just a few moments. Vikings fall to the Wildcats, 21-17. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
Cats win at 21-17. Let's go down to the field with Marty Rogers and Coach Mack McPherson.
Hey, guys, I do have Coach Mack. Coach Mack, I know you're upset. That's a tough way to lose a ball game.
Yeah, it sure was. Hats off about Austin, boy. They made some plays there at the end.
Coach, your team played hard. You had the lead most of the game. And, you know, what do you tell your team after a loss like that? There's still a lot of football left to play.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Coach. Guys, he's now having a moment with his wife there. He's a little upset, obviously. Big game for us. Big game for our seniors, and they're definitely hurt. But there is a lot of football left to play, and we can still accomplish our goals.
Now, Lowndes drops to 5-2 on the year, 0-1 in the region. Cats improve to 6-1. They go to 1-0 in the region. They will be at Coffey next Friday night. We travel over to play the Rush Pros Coquitlam County Packers. The Packers put it on tip tonight. I don't have you a final score, but they were up 36-15 at halftime. Coquitlam goes to 6-1 on the year, 1-0 in the region. Tip drops to 3-5, 0-2 in the region. And we're not in the driver's seat anymore. We have got to come back and find a way to come back and fight, be able to fight and play strong over at Coquitlam next Friday night. We've got to put this game behind us and get set for a bunch of pesky Packers over there.
Absolutely. We got to bounce back. There's still a lot of region play left. We're 0-1 now. We gotta go and win some ball games and hope for some other people to win to get that region title. But hats off to the Cats. They played a great second half of football. We'll have some stats for you here in just a little bit. What a tale of two different halves, though, Wes.
It was. We dominated the first half, and the Cats came out and dominated the second half. And big plays. We had our man was covered. We had him covered down here and just pulled away. The onside kick, which we don't normally miss. And they got the onside kick back. And you got it, you know. They played hard football tonight.
That's the second year under Coach Gillespie that this game has come down to the wire. And an onside kick down by two possessions last year and this year. This year they came out on top. Hats off to both teams, really. Played a great game.
And, Bill, I think you've got us some stats.
I do. Final stats brought to you by the Southeastern Federal Credit Union, our postgame sponsor. And I want to thank Coach Dice and his staff for compiling them for us. The Wildcats, they win 21-17. They end the night with 12 first downs, rushing 27 carries for 33 yards. They were 17 of 28 in the air for 212 yards, 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. Total plays 55 on the night. Total offense 245. They fumbled the ball once. They were penalized 9 times for 78 yards and punted 5 times for an average of 43. Their leading rusher, number 21, and that was Malcolm Joseph, had 14 carries for 36 yards. Their leading receiver, number 10, Charlie Albritton, 2 catches for 63 yards and a touchdown. Our Vikings ended the night with 10 first downs, 37 carries for 184 yards. They were 5 of 9 in the air for 44 yards. 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Had 46 total plays for 228 yards of total offense. We fumbled the ball twice. We didn't lose it. We were penalized 7 times for 46 yards. Had 6 punts for 37.5 yards average. And our leading rusher, number 1, Mike Moore, 17 carries for 142 yards. And the leading receiver, Tyler VanderZanden, had that 1 catch for 19 yards and a touchdown. And those are your final stats as the Vikings fall 21-17 to their crosstown rivals.
Oh, coaches show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Austin's Cattle Company. And we'll be there at 6:45. Coach Mack and I'll sit down and talk about this ball game and the upcoming ball game against Colquitt County, waiting on Marty to get up here from the sideline. Let's go ahead and
back at Martin Stadium, and your Lowndes High Vikings fall to the crosstown rival, Valdosta Wildcats, 21-17. On a really a tale of two halves. I know I keep saying that, but it really was. The Vikings dominated the first half, and the Wildcats came out, had their backs against the wall. They never quit, as one of their mottos say, and overcame a 10-point deficit with about 3 minutes to go in the game. And for the second year in a row, the Wintersville Classic game has been a nail-biter.
At halftime, the Cats had 32 total yards. They ended the night with 245.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. The offense really, something sparked on their side, and I don't know what it was, but it came alive, and you know, it was a great ball game, guys.
Well, we can talk about this, but it's time to take the next step, and that is get ready for Colquitt next week. We got to go to Moultrie, Georgia, to play a very talented Colquitt County Packer team, and we find ourselves now at, you know, looking up, trying to figure out where we're going to end up in this region match and where we might hopefully find a place to play off, where we would be in a playoff situation. Right now, we're in a number two spot. We got to figure out how to get up out of there.
Yep.
Actually, we're three.
Right, because you look at it, because Coffee is undefeated in the region, so is Tift and Valdosta.
Yep. No, Colquitt.
I mean Colquitt and Valdosta. And we go to Colquitt next week. Valdosta goes to Coffee. And I'm, Bill, like everybody else, I'm still stunned at what happened here in the last six minutes of this ball game.
That last 3 minutes, really. Yeah. Up 10 points, as Taylor said, and we give up the lead. Just terribly unfortunate. Everything went perfect for the Cats in that last 3 minutes. Their onside kick, even when they scored the touchdown and we had an opportunity with 17 seconds to maybe get an opportunity, they kick something that nobody's looking for, and
I don't
they
think
get
it
the
was
ball again.
I don't think it was designed. They were trying to squib it down there on a line drive. It just unfortunate our guy that was on the front there basically turned to run back and block, and it hit him in the back, and they recovered. But, you know, hats off to the Cats.
Yep.
Well, Marty?
Guys, it was just, you know, a great, great ball game played by both teams, and you hate to see a loss like that for our Vikings, but you got to give credit to the Cats. They kept fighting. They never gave up. And, you know, we had them 17-7 there with about 2 minutes or so to go. And they hit that big screen pass, which is obviously the play of the game. And the long screen pass there, yeah, to Charlie Albritton. And then go on in and get the seven. And then get the onside kick. And come back with the play where Tevin Brown really, you know, I hope that kid keeps his head up because he made a good play. He was in the right position. Their receivers made a better play and caught the ball and got it, kept his feet in bounds. So, you know, hats off to them. You got to give them credit. But, you know, our team can keep fighting. We got a lot of goals that can still be accomplished. It's still early. A lot of football to be played. And we really won the game up until the last minute. We won the first 30 however many minutes.
Yeah, but there's never a game over at halftime. Never.
You're right.
As a wise man once told me, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime.
Yeah.
I agree.
Guys, and I just, you know, one last thing here. I just want to say, you know, well played by both schools, and, you know, what a great ball game, and we hate to see a loss for our Vikings, and I know we're all hurting, but, you know, there are bigger things in life, and so I just want to say again, congratulations to Taylor and Kirby. And as they welcome a new Viking to the family and their son that was born yesterday, and I want to say hello to my wife who's home recovering from surgery. And she couldn't be here, so I guess we'll all blame it on her.
No. I got to blame, and I'll tell you what it is in a minute.
I just want to say I am glad she's okay. So I'm thinking about you, honey. I wish you could be here. I love you. And, you know, Taylor, again, congratulations. And Wes, great to have you back, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
You and I are superstitious. We don't really think about it. We don't talk about it a lot. But where you sit, where I sit, what I do, what you do, back and forth. We are never, never, ever going to split a game again and call either nope. You let me do play-by-play for four quarters or I let you do play-by-play for four quarters. And I know that sounds stupid, but it is one of those little superstitious things. We do the same thing during baseball.
I was thinking the same thing you were thinking.
We were doing the same thing during baseball. We always sit in the same place. We wear hats. We do different things. And you don't think of it as being superstitious, but it is one of those things. And so going forward, Wes, I promise, you're here, you're doing play-by-play. If you're not, I'll do it, and we'll take it from there. That's my thoughts of the game.
I'll take the blame for this loss.
No, there's nobody's blame. But anyway, as we said, the Wildcats finally break that streak of seven games and come out on the winning side here in the eighth one. And the Vikings now got to regroup, get ready for a huge game next week at Colquitt County as the Packers, this is a deadly team, a great defensive team, and we've got to play four full quarters of football. And I dare say, Wes, that is going to be Coach McPherson's thoughts come Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company is the fact we didn't play four full quarters of football.
That's going to be your – absolutely. We've got to play. We've yet to play four quarters of football in a game we played this year.
Well, Wes, time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Justin Smothers. It has been produced by LaJuan Hayes. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with all of Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Bill Osborne, Tater Biddle, Marty Rogers, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks.